Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service this morning and bring to us those things you would have us to know and to understand. Let us be able to see into the depth of your word, Father. Plus, in growing our faith strong and having a closer walk with you and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in chapter 27 of Genesis this morning, and we probably will not get it done because it is a long chapter, about 46 verses, but we'll see. Only the Holy Spirit knows, and He's one that'll be bringing us what God wants each of us to have and standing up for us and for us. All right. I hope each one of you have had a good night and that you've walked close with the Lord, and that you received a blessing from me. So now let's get started here with our reading here from Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, right to the field, me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. The oldest always got a blessing. This is what he's planning on doing here with him. But he's old. He's about to get food. All right. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. His mom's in on this deal. Now, 9. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring the curse upon me and not a blessing. Now, Verse 13. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. Jacob had already took the birthright away from Esau. Now, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and up on the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee. Sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. You see how much deceit is going on here, and not only out of the son, but also out of his mother. Now, 20. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. Not only being deceived, and so much deceit going on, but also look at the lies. And how many times he has done it in saying, I am, and then proclaiming also to his father someone he wasn't. Now, then he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Because he's got his brother's clothes on, even, so that he would smell like him. 28. Therefore God gave thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over the brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing, Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And his brother had come in. 31. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of this venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. He said, I've already blessed him. Who was it? Now, John 34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplemented me these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me even, me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off of thy neck. You see, he has stolen his birthright and his blessing. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessings wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. Planning a murder now. Some family, huh? And yet, they were supposed to be a family of God. 42. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. He's planning on killing you. Plotting murder. 43. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? But she was really the cause of it. But she's the one that had Jacob go and take this blessing. Now, and Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heath, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? You see, there were certain ways that their lives was to be lived, and the order that it was to be lived in. And here, this family has tore it all up. Now we're going to be going on to 28. Chapter 28. Okay, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. You see, they won't always their sons' wives to come from their own people. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. You see, back then, family members, it was time for them to marry. To see, she would have been actually a niece. Verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, and the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had, Mahlath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajah, to be his wife. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is a dream he had now. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. 16. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Now again, we end this chapter 28 with an oath of paying tithes. He's going to give God a tenth unto him. All right, now, we're going to try here, see if we can get in chapter 29, but we'll get part of it. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flock. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. Tells all about how they do things, how they are doing things. Now, it hasn't said here who this is doing. Now, verse 4. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Paran are we. That's where he was headed. And he said unto them, know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? They said, he is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. They said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. While he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, but she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, rolled stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said unto him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. 7 years. Now, 19. Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man to abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. 21. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast, and it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Now, for him to give Rachel, he's got to serve 7 more years. How people deceived each other back then. And yet, still, walk with God. Because you see, God wasn't holding their sins against them through these years. Because they didn't really know right from wrong. That's what we'll be getting into a little later on here. Now, and Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him, Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. So he's got two wives, see now. They are sisters. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. 14 years to get Rachel. 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Simon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. She had four sons, and yet at this time Rachel was barren. You know, they didn't have no easy way, but there was a lot of deceit and all and hatred and everything going on. But they didn't know that it was really wrong. But it was human emotions that was coming up and being with them. And we're going to stop there for this morning and go to the Lord in prayer. But I want you to know that the Lord God is good. And he's gave you and I something that they never had, and made things really a lot better for us to accept him and a way to heaven. But you have a choice. And you can choose to whether you want to go with him and go to heaven, or whether you want to go and follow the ways of this world and Satan and end up in hell. It's your choice. Don't blame him. He didn't do it, because he's gave you everything you need in order to follow him. So now, you see, it's up to us whether we are going to live for him or whether we're going to live for ourselves with our selfishness and our pride and go about doing things that we want, instead of looking to him and the things that he wants us to do and wants us to be. Let us pray. Father, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that gives us guidance. And we ask, Father, always that our hearts and our minds be open and be receptive unto this, your word, so that we can stand one day before you, Father, and hear you tell us, good and well done, thy faithful servant, enter into thy rest. That we'll not be lost. That we'll not have to spend eternity in hell in that lake of fire. Now, Father, be with us through this day. Give us guidance, understanding, and use us, Father, to speak to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ and about your word, sharing the gospel with others. And Father, we pray for those that are walking in sickness, that they understand that their healing has already been given. They just have to reach out and take it and accept it. Because we are healed by his stripes. The word tells us so. That is a promise that has been given. We need to believe it, stand on it, and receive it. Putting all of our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us through this day, keeping us in health. Keep us safe, Father, as we get around, and bring us all back together again at 6 p.m. this evening. In Jesus' name, I pray. All right, everyone. Have a good day. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. And I pray to see you in with me this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great day.